Jason Holder starts as West Indies thrash England in first T20I. Alexander Zverev crashes out of Australian Open.
BCCI contemplates starting IPL from March 27. Australians top overseas list as 1214 players register for IPL player auction. PSL confirms 8 COVID-19 cases in bubble. PV Sindhu enters final of Syed Modi International Tournament.
Jason Holder did the bulk of the damage as England's latest batting collapse paved the way for West Indies' 9-wicket win in the first T20I in Bridgetown on Saturday. Towering paceman Holder twice struck with the successive deliveries on his Kensington Oval home ground during a format best return of 4 for 7 as England were dismissed for just 103 following their Ashes woes. West Indies then cruised to a target of 104 with 17 balls to spare, opener Brandon King finishing on 52 not out as the hosts went 1-0 up in this 5-match series. Germany's racket-smashing third seed Alexander Zverev was knocked out of the Australian Open in the fourth round by Canada's 14 seed Danish Shapovalov on Sunday. Shapovalov downed the Tokyo Olympic champion 6-3, 7-6, 6-3 in 2 hours 21 minutes on a steamy Margaret Court arena and will now play 20-time Grand Slam champion Rafael Nadal in the quarterfinals. It leaves Zverev still chasing a first major title.
The BCCI is contemplating starting the 2022 edition of the Indian Premier League from March 27, almost a week ahead of the planned start of the tournament in India. It has been learned that this was discussed during a meeting with the owners of the IPL teams on Saturday. As per the initial discussions, the BCCI wants to hold the tournament in Maharashtra and the first game is likely to be held in Mumbai. A total of 1,214 players, 896 Indian and 318 overseas have registered to be a part of the Mega IPL 2022 auction, the Indian Premier League said in a media statement on Saturday. The players list incorporates 270 capped, 903 uncapped and 41 associate players. 59 players from Australia have registered for the IPL 2022 auction, the most from a foreign country. South Africans are not too far behind with 48 players from the country putting forth their names, while 41 players from the West Indies have also registered their names. Sri Lanka, England, New Zealand and Afghanistan are some of the other countries from where numerous players have registered their names. The Pakistan Super League has been hit by COVID-19 positive cases days before the scheduled start of the new season on January 27. According to a report, 3 players and 5 support staff have tested positive for the virus after the latest round of testing, with tournament director Salman Nasir quoted as saying on Saturday that they have all gone into isolation. As per COVID-19 protocols, the cricketers will be able to join their respective teams' training sessions from January 24th at the end of their isolation periods if they produce 2 negative test results. 2-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu reached the women's singles final of the Syed Modi International Badminton Tournament after her 5th-seeded Russian opponent retired her midway into their semi-final on Saturday. Sindhu, the top seed, easily pocketed the first game 21-11 before her opponent conceded the second women's singles semi-final match. Former world champion Sindhu will face compatriot Malvika Bansal in summit clash on Sunday.